right. As you may be aware, I've been developing Linux servers, specifically in Apache Nginx reverse proxy server on Arch. And one of the things about this, it's been very fascinating, because I had lunch with a friend last week talking about web servers and cloud servers. In America, a lot of people are starting to freak out about, you know, social media, et cetera. You know, they're censoring us. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. You shouldn't want people's content to be deleted, whether it's right or wrong. If it's wrong, keep it there and sue them for libel. Because they're not live streaming, I suppose. But no, I mean, if something's wrong, then go after it and call the police. But why would you want to delete someone else's bad activity and specifically not call the police? I mean, that's gangster stuff. That's gangsters trying to hide up illegal activity. We have to stop that good thing that we think is bad, but everyone else knows that it's good, and the police will be against us. So we have, like, why would you want to delete anything on the internet and not call the police? That should be very alarming to a lot of us. But because it's not Democrat people getting their stuff deleted, they're not worried about it right now. And honestly, if it was Facebook deleting Democrat stuff, what would the conservatives say? They'd say, you think I'm wrong, you tell me. You message me. You find me on Instagram. I kind of ignore Twitter. People don't use it. You find a way to message me. Maybe comment on YouTube. You tell me, Jesse, you're wrong. I think that if Facebook were deleting stuff from Democrats and liberals, that the church-going conservatives would say, God is giving us justice. Well, this is great and good, because they are bad people and they shouldn't say those things. I don't think that, all of a sudden, when it's being done against you, then you want everyone to be objective. But when something unfriendly is being done to your enemy, well, and then that's justice. And we all do think that way. Well, it's the same thing with appointing, you know, judges. You know, Biden thinks that that we should hurry up and vote for the judge right now before the president changes, when it's a Democrat that would be approving and making the decision. But when it's Republicans, we have to wait and be objective. Right. We all do that. We all do it. Okay, so with all the social media stuff and the scare and people freaking out, Americans are worried about cloud. In Taiwan, they're not so worried. In Taiwan, it hasn't occurred to them. In fact, in Taiwan, they don't really know what websites are. They don't know the difference between Google search and a website address. They just think you type this into Google and then you suddenly see a pretty thing you can tap on. They don't click on it because they don't use computers. They just use phones for everything. It's really weird. Yeah, it's really, really very fascinating. But I think the main thing that the Taiwanese are interested in is cloud sync backup. The idea that they could take their files and you own your own Dropbox type of a deal. Or you have a Dropbox type of a thing, and you use that to back up your stuff. And so using a service like Nextcloud would make that, pardon my French, would make that very, convenient for the company to synchronize the files and to back up the stuff at the same time. And it's a cost question for them. They don't care if it's going to be the great big internet company and they get hacked into all the time, because they're running a Microsoft Exchange server. Was that out loud? Did I say that? No, it was linked to the Times this week. China found some vulnerability in Microsoft Exchange servers, and so it affected a bunch of people, I suppose. I that didn't affect me, because I don't use Microsoft stuff. I use Linux. So it wasn't even a problem for me. But when the Taiwanese see this great big company that has a security vulnerability, and, you know, maybe it could crash, maybe it's not trustworthy, they don't care if it's 1 cent cheaper. In fact, they'll have a board meeting. They'll pay $1 million to transfer stuff over so they can save 1 cent a month, literally, total. And they think that there's a reason why we in the West have our stuff made by the people in these countries. They don't know how to think. And that's been something that I've been dealing with. It's the quality of the thinking. In Taiwan, there have been some levels of improvement in the quality of thinking. For example, one of my buddies at the skate park just got out of his mandatory military service. And he tells me that it's not as abusive and autocratic as the reputation always was. Now, everyone knows, whoever went to the military, even 5 years ago in Taiwan, it's very bossy, it's very autocratic. I think 10 years or even 12 years ago, someone committed suicide in the military because he was getting yelled at so much. We're talking, I mean, if you've ever worked for a Chinese boss or a Korean, Japanese might be similar. It's this East Asian power distance culture. If you've ever worked for someone that has that culture, then you'd know what I'm talking about. It's very domineering and God love them. I worked for an Italian, and I'm not talking about Perillo. Perillos were great to work for. But I worked for an Italian in a small business great food. I'd go eat there. I'd recommend it, but they can be difficult. Autocratic. It's not just Asia. It's not just Asia that's autocratic like that. But no. Italian domineering work culture is similar to East Asian domineering culture in a lot of ways. That might not be something you knew off the cuff, but you listen to this, so you know. So even in the military, they're starting to clean that up. It was a big fat mess years ago. And it's not about China versus democratic countries. It's about the Asian control culture. See, it's one thing to try to take the Taiwanese out of China, but it's another thing to take the China out of the Taiwanese. I always say this in a lot of writings and talks that I give. They're changing it. They're cleaning it. But it takes so much time. And that's one of the big fat things that I've been looking at and dealing with probably over the past 3 weeks or so. So many of our problems we create ourselves. And what we're waiting for is not the amount of time it takes to actually solve whatever problem we're facing. It's waiting for us to actually decide to take action, to follow through, to follow up, to enforce our own rules, to follow our own rules, or to get help. Instead of try to go it alone. You know what? So many of our problems can be solved so quickly. But what we're waiting for is ourselves to just go do it. And pardon my French again. That's part of the core thinking that's active in... that's part of the thinking in the East that keeps them weak. And that's very heavy in China. So if the U.S. were to have a military conflict with China, I do not think the Chinese have the clear enough thinking to be able to win. No way. They're not able to function. It's a dysfunctional society because they don't do the soul searching. They don't understand that they're driving the vehicle, like I've talked about previously this week. By the way, talking about China, military conflict with the States is, we're 30 days away or so from testing a hypersonic missile. It would be launched from a bomber. It's a big plane that launches big missiles. But they also will have methods for launching them from, I believe, aircraft carrier, like boats of some kind, and also on the ground. That'll be curious to see where that goes. Well, the trouble with the hypersonic missiles is they're difficult to steer. And so it's like you got a hypersonic missile coming at your aircraft carrier. Just turn a little bit and the thing can't hit you. You know, like that's the problem is you got to see it coming. So it's just, like, these are, it's complicated. It's complicated, but I don't know, whatever. See you tomorrow.